Fort Lauderdale's airport was crowded by journalists, camera teams, and airline officials. All eyes were on gate 10. That's where the first commercial flight to Cuba from the U.S. was due to leave for Santa Clara. Shying away from the spotlight was one of the pilots. First Officer Francisco José Varieras is 54 years old. His parents came from Cuba in 1961.
It's the most incredible thing I've ever been part of. My dad was pretty much on the last flight out of Cuba, and I'm flying the first flight into Cuba. So it's a full circle for me and my family.
60 regular passengers boarded to the sounds of Buena Vista Social Club. Dominic Santana left Cuba when he was 8 years old and has never been back since. His message to those critical of the normalization?
Let it go. It's about your heritage. It's about the country. It's about your roots. It's not about politics. I've been waiting for this to happen a long, long time.
The flight took 45 minutes. So far, 10 U.S.-based airlines have been approved for scheduled service to Cuba. I'm Mareike Aden in Miami.